me actually bring, just so everybody could see, here's the principle of Jackrabbit. Okay, so when Danny was speaking about the two principles in between with the double-sided arrow, that's the principle of Jackrabbit right there. So, I mean, let's dive in. We spoke about developing the vision, creating reality, taking action. How important is... I shouldn't really say how important, Danny, because they're all very important, and I understand that.
Right.
But when we create a vision... I mean, the first step is action. You've heard it before. You know, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. The first step is always the hardest. I mean, everybody has a direction, if you will, that they discuss about taking that first step.
But
right. I think, and by all means, please, I think that a lot of people, when they create a goal, they know they have to take action, and they, oh, well, we just lost video on you again, so we'll turn, oh, there we go, we brought it back.
Yeah, let's bring it back up.
You know, they take action, but... They might not take action daily towards their goals.
Right.
Now, there's one thing to take action, but there's another thing to take action daily.
Oh, sure.
Okay, when we wake up in the morning and we're going towards our goal, should we have a clearly defined, let's say, action plan, if you will? Just sure. Like you said, we spoke about with your son. We lost you again. Where you had said, you know what? What are you going to do today to direct yourself and get closer towards your goal?
Yeah, we lost the video again. I guess there's a slow connection between the U.S. and Canada today, Dan, maybe.
Yeah, that's okay.
Folks on.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know, that's the key. The vision for me is the first step. You got to get really clear. So I was working with a group, past a couple of groups this week, and I always say to them, if you go into the future 3 months or 6 months or a year, and you and I get together again, and I say, how is your life? And you say, it's phenomenal. And I ask, why? You're going to explain your vision, health, wealth, family, relationships, career. My book is published, all of those things. So what I would recommend for people, you know, to just kind of check themselves and make sure they have, is do they have clear actions that they're taking to get to that? And a clear action for somebody, let's say, who's writing a book, wouldn't be find an editor. That's not really an action. Because there's a lot of ways you could find an editor. You could log on to Google and surf. You could take a look at a few books and that you like and find out the editor in there and try to contact them. You could email a friend. You could make a phone call. So, you see, find an editor, it's a little bit loose. What's the action that you're going to take? Surf Google for editors, email this person, call this publishing house. You really want to get down to action. And then, as you said, certainly it's much more beneficial if we can take actions every day that are creating our reality, you know, changing our vision into a reality. But some days you can't, and that's okay. The key is just to be conscious of it. You know, so if you look and you say, hey, you know what, today I got a lot of things going on, or the world threw me an opportunity or emergency, and I'm really not going to work on this part of my vision, you know, today or this week, that's okay. Just be conscious of it. Where I've failed many times in life is I never even had the vision. So if you don't have the vision, you're just kind of rolling the dice every day. Hope that what you're doing, what you're focused on, is moving to create what you want. But oftentimes for me, that never worked. And then you turn to 35, 40 years old, 45. You know, it's usually those big birthdays. And then people sit back and they're a little bit introspective and they go, man, you know, this is not really where I wanted to be in life, in whichever area they may speak about. So yeah, get really clear on your action. And some people go, I don't have a vision. What's my action? If I don't have a vision, I say, well, then your action is to get clear on your vision. Mm-hmm. Well, how do I do that? I said, well, just sit down and write four areas of your life, you know, health, wealth, career, relationships, you know, and take a look at them. How are you doing in all of those? You know, a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being high, well, you know, just rate them real quick. And 1's a 4.5. All right, well, that might be good. You might not have a whole lot of work to do on that this year. But then you may look down here and go, oh, that's a 2. All right, great, so let's get a vision. What's it going to look like when it's a 4 or 4.5? Great, good, clear on that. Now let's start to get some actions moving on it.